Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes of Pastor. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's a blessing to be with you once again this morning, and I'm so excited about what I'm sharing with you. The fact that I'm not a sinner, you are not sinners, you see, it's an understanding that Christ has brought. I'm not a sinner. So never quote that scripture again in your life when you are praying. You know, you probably can preach with it. I'm quoting it to you now in Romans chapter 3, verse 23. But because I'm sharing the word of God with you. That's why I'm quoting it. But we've been catapulted away from the realm of sin into the realm of righteousness. We move from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, the kingdom of the devil to the kingdom of God. You see, the kingdom of sin to the kingdom of righteousness. That's what has happened to you and I. And that's the mindset that Christ has brought, the fact that we are righteous. Oh, it's so amazing. Romans chapter 3, verse 23. Let me read from verse 22 once again. It says, namely, the righteousness of God which comes by believing with personal trust and confidence, reliance. I'm reading Amplified. On Jesus Christ, the Messiah. And it is men for all who believe. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned. All Jews and all Gentiles have sinned, and are falling away or falling short of the honor and glory which God bestows and receives. Then verse 24 says, all are justified and made upright. Hallelujah. All are declared righteous and made upright and in right standing with God, freely and gratuitously by His grace, His unmerited favor and mercy, through the redemption which is provided in Christ Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. So I'm free. I'm free to be a servant of God. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I'm not bound to sin anymore. I'm not a sinner. I'm the righteousness of God. This is the mindset that you ought to have. You know. Then it says in verse 25, it says, whom God, Christ Jesus, whom God put forth before the eyes of all as a mercy seat and propitiation by His blood, the cleansing and life-giving sacrifice of atonement and reconciliation to be received through faith. And it says, this was to show God's righteousness. You see, He gave Jesus Christ so that it will show His righteousness. Because in His divine forbearance, He had passed over and ignored former sins without punishment. It was to demonstrate and prove at the present time, in the now season, that He Himself is righteous. God is righteous. And that He is the righteousness, and He justifies and accepts as righteous him who has true faith in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So He has accepted you. If you have faith in Jesus Christ, then He has accepted you as a righteous man. Okay, and has justified you. Then verse 27 says, then what becomes of our pride and our boasting? It is excluded, banished, ruled out entirely. On what principle? On the principle of doing good deeds? No, but on the principle of faith. Verse 28 is what I love so much. It's what I really want you to see. It says, for we hold that a man is made righteous or justified and made upright by faith, independent of and distinctly apart from good deeds, works of the law. The observance of the law has nothing to do with justification or being declared righteous or being made righteous. Hallelujah. Is it not so wonderful? This is the mindset that God wants you to have. The fact that you are His righteousness and it's independent of good deeds. Someone is saying, that means that I can do anything wrong and I'll be fine. The Bible says that, shall we continue to sin because we have been made right? Because there's grace? It says, God forbid. God forbid. How can we who are dead to sin live any longer to it? You see, if you think righteousness, you produce righteousness. That is the truth of the matter. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. What you think is what you are. This is the mindset that Christ has brought, that you ought to think that you are a righteous man. So don't quote that scripture again for yourself. You can quote it for sinners, those who are out there, those who are not born again. Pray for them. But you have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And you are different. You are set apart. You are the righteousness of God. Walk as a righteous man, because that's what you have been made. Refuse to let anything condemn you. There's now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. This is my mindset. This is my thoughts every single day. And the more you think like this, the more you produce right things. You see your life just going right. You look around for sin and you'll not find it. But have that mindset that I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And see yourself live the wonderful life. It is the understanding that Christ has brought. For the Son of God is revealed. And has come, and He has given us an understanding that we might know Him that is true, and we are in Him that is true, even in His Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. This is the true God and eternal life. We have the life of God. We have been made righteous. We are different. We are not of the masses. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, keep thinking from the understanding that God has brought through Christ Jesus. God bless you. Bye bye.